The example we're going to use to understand incomplete types is an example that's always used for this purpose. And I suppose that we see so much of it, maybe we get tired of it, but it really is the simplest example to get the point across. And it's just basically the idea of a stack, which we've already seen. We're going to do this a little differently, though. We're going to use information hiding to its fullest that the C language allows us. The way we're going to do this is we're going to define a header, as usual, stack8b.h, I'll call it. And in that header will be the declaration of the functions that a user can call to use a stack, to create a stack and push and pop and things like that. But the one difference that you will see here, as compared to what we've seen before, is that I'm not going to define the structure in that file. I'm only going to mention the fact that it exists. That way, there is less information. I'm trying to minimize the amount of information that I put into this header. Now, the implementation file will be in a .c file, and that is where I will give the complete definition of the stack structure.